The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
It's time for Substate Girls Basketball here on 92.1 FM. KMZA Seneca, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're live in Alma as it's the Wabunsee Substate. And here tonight, we've got two of the best in Class 2A battling for a spot in Dodge City next week. Those of you that are tuning in expecting Centralia boys here at 5 o'clock, that game is on 101.3 FM, KLZA, our sunny studios out of Falls City, Nebraska. You can go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select KLZA for that game. Later on tonight, it'll be the girls' matchup in Donovan West for the Centralia girls. That will be simulcasted on KLZA as well as right here on 92.1 FM KMZA. But we've had a shuffle. We've had some things happen that have allowed us to be in multiple sites today because big-time matchups call for big-time broadcasts, and it's time for one here tonight. The Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, the top seed here in the Alma Wabunsee Tournament, taking on the host team, Wabunsee. The Chargers, after they upset Sacred Heart on Thursday, 62-50. At that point, was the two-seed Sacred Heart team. Wabunsee dominated in the second half to earn their spot here to take on the Mustangs. How did Valley Heights get here, you ask? Well, they dominated in the opening round against Republic County, winning by 34. And then they do similar on Thursday night against Bennington, winning 53-29. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by my partner, Chris Boswell, Captain Kirk Kilman, back at the Cantaland Studios. Bozzy, we were here on Thursday. We knew we had to come back here tonight because the Mustangs, they're looking to run away to Dodge City once again.
Yeah, when we were here Thursday, I said, hey, we're going to be back Saturday, right? And you were like, yeah, I don't know, but I'm super excited to be back here. This is, it's going to be a really good game. I expect it to be super competitive. We've seen Valley Heights a couple times this year, but we hadn't seen Wabunsee until Thursday night.
Yeah.
And Wabunsee is a very good basketball team. They've got a lot of weapons. They're a young team. Super impressed. And we'll talk more about players and kind of dive into that a little bit here later. But freshman point guard, somebody that handles the ball 90% of the game, really good ball player. And they've got a girl that's putting up a ton of points. As I said, we'll get into that a little bit later. But I'm really excited. It's going to be a heck of a ball game.
This is the Valley Heights Mustang team from the Twin Valley League, 17-5 record, averaging 54 points a game, giving up just 42. Coached by Jordan Broxerman. He will join us here in just a moment here in the pregame as they're trying to get to their fourth state tournament, in the last five seasons. Again, they beat Bennington on Thursday in the semifinals and currently riding a six-game winning streak coming into this one. This Valley Heights Mustang team is familiar with Wabunsee, especially as of late, as they faced off against this Charger team twice in the last 4 years, both in the state tournament and both times the Mustangs defeated the Chargers. Wabunsee coming in at 13-9 from the Mid-East League. We're joined now by Coach Jordan Broxerman of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Coach, congratulations making it to this point of the season. Big-time matchup tonight, and it's a road environment for your team.
Yeah, it's going to be loud here. It's going to be hostile, and we're excited for it. It's a good basketball environment.
Good basketball environment. This is one that's going to be, again, you're kind of familiar with this program, facing them a couple times in the last four seasons. What's it like kind of having some familiarity with an opponent?
Well, it's nice. We've faced them in big games, too, and some of these girls that are on the court right now are ones that we've seen before. Our seniors have seen their seniors, and so I don't know if there's bad blood, but I know the teams are going to get after each other.
Coach, here, you know, obviously we're 12 minutes away from tip-off, chance to punch your ticket to the state title. Give me your thoughts on kind of the mindset of your team. Are they nervous? Are they ready to go? Excited? How are you feeling about them right now?
I think they're excited. I think I sense excitement and that they understand the opportunity that's in front of them. I think they're going to go out there and do their best to take it.
Tonight is a matchup, again, Wabunsee against your Valley Heights Mustangs, a 1-3. Talk to me about your kids. You saw them on Thursday night play very well against the Bennington team. What's got to go right tonight for your squad to go back to state for the fourth time in the last 5 years.
I think games like this, most importantly, you got to want it. You got to still be wanting to play basketball and compete at a high level. And also in important games, it's about mistakes and turnovers and rebounding. And those are things we emphasize all the time. And hopefully play clean ball tonight.
You definitely have some experience on your squad. This is one of those things that we like to talk about. And we'll let you get here after this final question. But your girls are able to do warm-ups, and you're not focused on what's going on the court right now. What is that like, knowing that your girls are mentally prepared?
Well, we've got a good group of senior leaders, and I trust them to set the tone for the team, and they've done that all year and then some. So I'm really not worried about them. I think they're ready.
All right, Coach Jordan Brockerman of the Valley High Lady Mustangs. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
He's got to get over to the officials meeting here tonight, and they're getting ready to rock and roll. Monty hanging out with us here tonight as well. Great officiating crew here this evening, again, Boz, and it's exactly what you expect here for a sub-state final. Here tonight, and again, we got Wabunsee, Valley Heights. When you look at this Valley Heights roster, again, we've seen them a few times this season. What sticks out to you, Boz, from this team, and what makes them so difficult to play against?
Well, Coach Brockerman talked about a little bit about it with the experience on his team. I mean, when you look through this roster, they have several seniors that they've been here before. They've been in this moment. They've played in state tournaments. The thing that I wouldn't say it gives an advantage to, because it's a sub-state championship game. You never know what can happen, but the group of girls that Valley Heights puts on the floor with Maggie Turber, Delana Merck, Audra Steinford, Ava Smith, Mia Vermetten, they are playing really good basketball right now, and I think the style that they play, a lot of full court pressure, they'll get out man-to-man full court, some zone pressing full court. They don't let their opponents get comfortable in their offensive sets, and I think if they can do that tonight, that's going to really pay dividends for them.
For the Wabunsee Chargers, you know, I got a chance to see them Monday against Jackson Heights. You got to see them a little bit against Sacred Heart on Thursday, and this is a team, you talked about the freshman point guard for this roster, but I'm going to throw out a name of Casey Mesicki. We're going to be saying her name quite often tonight. She averages on the season, Boz, just 16 points a game, and I say just
yeah.
Because that's really good. But in these two tournament games, she's averaging 30 a game.
Yeah, she's been absolutely on fire. And what's really impressive about her game is she can go inside. She can also step out on the three-point line and knock down shots from beyond the arc. She's a 5'8 senior, so she's not a 6'2 post that's just going to operate in the paint. She's got a lot of skill where she can hurt you from a lot of different positions. And you mentioned Grace Zeller. She's somebody I directly went to her. A freshman point guard, that's tough. I mean, as a coach, you're relying on a freshman to start everything for your offense. She's got to bring the ball down the court, oftentimes against pressure, get the offense set, make the right passes the right time. That's a tough task for a freshman, and we saw her play Thursday. If you didn't look at the roster, you wouldn't know she's a freshman.
Exactly.
Very, very good basketball player.
And she also averages 9 points a game, so not only facilitating that offense, but second leading scorer on this team for Wabunsee. Coming into this game, again, you look at the points for and the points against. These teams are balanced, and from that retrospect, Wabunsee averages 48 a game, they give up 40. Valley Heights, they score 54, give up 42, and so you look at the point differential margins, they're pretty similar.
Yeah, pretty close. I mean, the thing is, we've kind of talked about this in some previous broadcasts. When you get to this point in the year, you have to rely on your defense, because you never know how your kids are going to react in this environment. Big game, nerves can play a big issue, you know. It can play a factor in the game. If you're not making shots, what do you have to fall back on? And I think Valley Heights has their defensive mentality. That's their staple. That's what you can fall back on.
Kansas Westland University proud to present our pregame here at the Alma Wabunsee Substate Final. Valley Heights taking on the homestanding Wabunsee Charger team. Trevor Keller, a fifth-year head coach for the Wabunsee Chargers. They've been to state twice underneath Keller, Boz. Both times, this Valley Heights team knocked them out of the tournament in the first round. Coach Brockerman referenced, maybe there's some bad blood. That might be an underlying storyline here tonight.
It definitely could. If you're with Wabunsee and you know this team has gotten the best of you the past several times, it just adds a little more fuel to the fire. And I'm sure Coach probably talked about that in his, you know, coach meetings and in player meetings about, hey, this is a team that really had our number. We need to come out tonight focused and energized and get the win tonight.
Take our first pregame timeout. We come back. We will have starters, and we will have tip-off. It's Valley High. Alba Buncee as Valley Heights tries to make it to state once again for the fourth time in 5 years. They got to knock out a Charger team that's on a roll here at home. We're back in 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's playoff basketball. Championship Saturday gets underway here in just a moment.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Alma, the Wabunsee Substate is about to get underway right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz. Boz, last night was the final night of our scoreboard show, but it's not the last time that the MSC Sports Radio Network is going to hear from us.
That's right.
As we're live in Alma here tonight, as it's a big-time matchup, Valley Heights girls taking on Wabunsee. Here on 92.1 FM, KMZA Seneca. Captain Kirk Hillman back at the Cantaland Studios. If you're tuning in for Centralia Boys Basketball, that's on FM 101.3 KLZA Falls City, or you can go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select KLZA. We've got Valley Heights girls right now. Boz getting warmed up, ready to go. We've done some pre-game conversations about this matchup. What are some keys for you in this one, in more detail maybe, about what Valley Heights has got to do?
So I think for Valley Heights, in order for them to get this game and move on to state, I think they've got to do really two things. I think they need to pressure Wabunsee as much as they possibly can. I would expect them to come out with full court pressure. We talked about Wabunsee's freshman point guard who's very good, but I think you want to really force her to not struggle, but really put the pressure on her to where she can't get the ball down the floor and get into the offense. I think Valley Heights is really good at their full court pressure, whether it's zone or man. I think they're going to try to keep Wabunsee on their heels. Offensively, we saw Valley Heights. They get a lot of points out of transition off of their press and those kind of things with Steele. But once they get in their offensive set, they do a really nice job of moving the ball, working the ball for good shots, and they're able to drive downhill. We saw a lot of paint touches from Valley Heights the other night. So those are the two things I think that will make a big difference for them tonight. Starters for tonight's matchup. We'll start with the road team here tonight. Even though it's a home court advantage for Wabunsee, they are the visitors here tonight as the three seed in this sub-state. Again, Wabunsee 13-9 now on the season from the Mid-East League. Bonds of their nine losses, seven of them have come from a combined Riley County one time, Silver Lake twice, Rossville twice, and St. Mary's twice. Oh, by the way, Silver Lake, St. Mary's playing tonight for a sub-state final game.
There's a lot of teams that lose to St. Mary's, Rossville, Silver Lake.
Starters for the Lady Chargers, a freshman point guard that Boz talked about, Grace Seller, 5'8", wearing number one, averaging 9 points and 5 boards a game. 5 foot senior, Taryn Mikey. Defensive specialist is what I've got written down here, Boz, because that's what she is. She wears number two. 5'4" junior, Harley Ritter, wears number three. 5'10" freshman, averaging 8 points and 5 boards a game, Talon Orton, wearing number 22. And then the girl we talked about earlier, Casey Mitsuki, a 5'8" senior, averaging 16 points, 6 boards a game. She will wear number 25. They're in their road black-on-black uniforms. The red and blue trim are the Lady Chargers. For the Mustangs, a 5'8" senior, averaging 14 points a game and 23s on the season, Maggie Sturber. She wears number 10. A 5'8" senior, 8 points, 4 boards a game, is Delana Merck. She wears 14. Audra Steinford, a 5'6" senior, just 4 points a game, but a massive game for her the other night. She wears number 15. A 5'9" sophomore, 12 points, 6 boards a game, Ava Smith. She wears number 25. She was our player of the game on Thursday. And then Mia Vermetten, a sophomore standing at 5'9", 7 points, 5 boards a game. She wears number 31. Those are your starters. We've got our national anthem. Tip-off coming up next. It's sub-state finals here in the Alma Wabunsee sub-state. Winner goes to the 2A state tournament next weekend in Dodge City. Who will it be? Well, we'll find out. Tip-off coming up next here on FM 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmoldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement product are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
And back here in Alma, Wabunsee, the sub-state. It's Championship Saturday here in 2A. As it's Wabunsee, the home team, taking on the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs.
I'm Jake. This is my partner, Boz. Boz, say hi to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
And Captain Kurt Kilman back in the studios. Kurt, go ahead and tell everybody hi from the studio.
Oh, he stepped away for a second, I guess.
He's not paying attention.
He's not paying attention. That's all right. We're giving him a chance.
We got our tip-off coming up here in just a second. Again, for Valley Heights, Maggie Turber, Delana Mert, Andra Steinberg, Ava Smith, and Mia Vermette in the starting five for Valley Heights. For Wabunsee, it's Grace Zeller, Karen Mikey, Harley Ritter, Taylan Orton, and Casey Messicki. Those are the girls we're going to hear most of this game. And the idea for Valley Heights is get pressure, get it quick, force turnovers, and get some easy buckets.
Yeah, I think that's the name of the game for Valley Heights. If they want to negate Casey Messicki, she's really good in the half court. She's really good in the post. I think if you want to take that option away from Wabunsee, you get out and pressure full court. Speed up this game. Make it a up-tempo, fast-paced game. Don't let Wabunsee get into their half-court set.
So we're about to get underway here in this one. Again, winner of this matchup will go to Dodge City next week at the 2A state tournaments. That's where these two teams have most recently met up against each other. How they got to this point, Wabunsee, they defeated Sacred Heart 62-50 in the semifinals on Thursday as Bennington fell to Valley Heights by a score of 53-29. Again, the last two times these teams have played, I've said it a few times, Bob, I'll say it once more, was in the opening round of state. This has a state tournament feel to it.
Yeah, and you walk out of the kind of timeout here before the tip-off. Valley Heights, they came out kind of all five together. They look very business-like walking out on the court to start this game.
It'll be Taylan Orton and Ava Smith to jump it up. Smith for the Mustangs, Orton for the Chargers. Valley Heights will move right to left across your radio dial. The official's looking around. Are we set? There's the whistle. And here's the tip. It's won by Valley Heights and Ava Smith. Mustangs with the basketball moving right
to left
across your dial in their home white uniforms trimmed in purple and black. Here's Smith. Drives into the lane. Kicks into the right corner. Here's Turber. Maggie a three. In and out. No. Rebound fought for. And coming away with it is Casey Messicki for Wabunsee. We will say her name plenty tonight for the Chargers.
Yeah, good possession for Valley Heights to start out that ball game. Dribble penetration by Ava Smith. Kick out to Turber. Just couldn't get the three to fall.
In the front court right now, the Chargers have it. And it's freshman Grace Zeller facilitating the offense. Over to Ritter. Now between the rings, it's Messicki. Dribble weave action. Here comes Zeller down low. Ritter loses the handle on it. Out of bounds. It'll go to Valley Heights. Turnover number one on Wabunsee.
This is going to be a really interesting matchup. Delana Mert from Valley Heights against Casey Messicki in the post. It's just going to be something we need to keep our eye on throughout this game.
Full court pressure here by Wabunsee is broken by Valley Heights. Into the front court now, it's Mert. Now Smith between the rings. Again, Valley Heights moving right to left. Left corner it goes. Maggie Turber, she drives into the lane. Now to the free throw line, and she'll reset offense. Into the corner, here's Mia Vermetten on the right wing. Nice dish down low. Ava Smith elevates off the window. No, but she's fouled, and will go to the line for two.
You know, that's what I mentioned with Valley Heights. They're very patient offensively. They kind of run a four-out set. They're looking to dribble, penetrate, kick to shooters. That time, Ava Smith got a great pass from Turber for a really easy look.
64% foul shooter on the season. It's Smith. First one is good. If there's one area that we talked about on Thursday for Valley Heights, they shot 50%. From the free throw line, 14 for 28. Second toss by Smith off the mark. So 1 for 2 at 50% clip continues into this matchup. So 1 to nothing your score here early on. Valley Heights with the lead. They took the lead early against Bennington in quarter number 1 and never looked back. Will we see the same here tonight? Messicki in the lane, dribbles right through Mert, but Mert pokes it away. It's a jump ball. Possession will stay with Wabunsee.
A really nice job defensively that time. You know, we kind of talked about Casey Messicki. She's pretty crafty in the post. She's a right-handed shooter, so defensively you would think she would go to her left shoulder a lot so she can shoot with her right hand, but she goes to her right shoulder all the time.
Ritter to trigger it in. She finds Orton, and Orton misses the bunny. Rebound by Ava Smith. That's her 122nd rebound of the season, and then Maggie Turber turns it away. Turnover number one on Valley Heights. Into the backcourt. They're stuck. Are the Chargers trapped here on the near side, and a timeout.
This is Shelton Jones Pharmacy.
Turnover here by Wabunsee. It'll be the second turnover here on the Chargers, and that was a turnover by Valley Heights Boss, but they jumped straight into full court pressure.
That's what's really impressive about Valley Heights. A lot of teams will press on a make, and they won't press on a miss. Valley Heights, it doesn't matter. As soon as the other team secures the defensive rebound, Valley Heights is on them full court.
Ava Smith fires a three. That's out of bounds off of Wabusi. It'll stay with the Mustangs. Ava Smith has not taken that many threes on the season. The leading three-point shooter for this Stangs squad is Maggie Turbert. Here's an entry kept alive by Maggie Turbert. She's caught in the lane, needs help, finds Vermetten. Right lane, line drive. Floater is good. Mia Vermetten averages 7 a game, gets their first bucket there. It's 3-0 Stangs.
Yeah, Mia Vermetten, she could be one of those X-factors. Somebody, if she puts 8-10 points on the board, that's going to be huge for Valley Heights.
Sophomore for the Mustangs. Here's Mesicki. Nice up and under move down the lane.
That's that move with Mesicki. She goes to her right shoulder, but she scoops it underneath with her right hand. It's incredibly hard to defend.
3-2 now. Mustangs with the lead. And then taken away, it's Karen Mikey for Wabusi. Run out opportunity, layup. It's no good. There's Mesicki for the putback. Still no good. Gets her own rebound again, and the Chargers will retain possession.
Boy, frantic pace the first 3 minutes of this ballgame.
Coach Keller for Wabusi says, slow it down. So Wabusi with the basketball, 5:20 to go in the first. Here's a right wing three on the way by Zeller. That's off the mark, over the backboard, and hits the post. It'll be out of bounds to Valley Heights.
Now, you mentioned great Zeller. She handles the ball the majority of the game. She's spending a lot of energy getting her offense set, but she puts 9 points on the board every game.
Vermetten breaks the timeline for Valley Heights, gives it off to Ava Smith. She's caught, needs help, finds Vermetten. Mia, now on the right wing, it goes to Maggie Turber. Down low it goes Ava Smith. Nice find at Audra Seifert, who banks it home. And it's a size disadvantage. But once again, Seifert plays big.
Yeah, great pass from Ava Smith to Audra Seifert underneath. She sealed out, got her defender on her backside, and what a good find from Ava Smith.
Zeller across the timeline, and here's a foul going to be called here on Maggie Turber. And that's going to be her first, team's first as well. Substitutions coming in for Valley, or check that, for Wabusi. Harley Mesicki, Reese Michalis into the game for Wabusi, as well as Eden Pirin. Only players staying on the floor is Casey Mesicki and Harley Ritter. Down low, and a kick ball here off Ava Smith. Ava looks a little tired. This has been a frantic pace. 4:32 to go in the first.
I thought she was going to come out of the game for a sec, but she's not. Mia Vermitten's going to get a little break. These Valley Heights girls, they play at such a high tempo throughout the course of the game. They're in fantastic shape.
Ann Turber checks in for the Mustangs for Vermetten. Ritter's trying to trigger it in, nearing a 5-second count, but she gets it in. Michalis between the rings, guarded by Maggie Turber. On the right wing it goes. This is Carly Mesicki trying to find big sister Casey. Cannot get it down to her. Now left ring dribble. Reese Michalis dribbles it into the left elbow and swishes it. It's 5-4 now. Valley Heights with the lead by one.
Really nice offense from Wabusi that time.
Here's Steinfurt falling away and had to just get rid of it. And it's a turnover on Valley Heights, their third. Up the floor comes Wabusi. Crossing the sidelines, Reese Michalis. And we've got a double dribble here on Wabusi. Turnover number three on the Chargers. 4 minutes even to go in the first. It's 5-4, Valley Heights. And this definitely has that feel, again, of a state tournament game.
Oh, there's a lot on the line. The history with these teams, the opportunity to go to state. These teams, they're flat getting after it.
Maggie triggers it into Ann for Valley Heights. Ann breaks the timeline. Right-handed dribble, skips it left corner. Now to Maggie. She lets the drive baseline, cut off, needs help, skips it to Ann up the top of the key. So drive right lane, line needs some help. Gets it off to Maggie at the right elbow. Nice spin in the lane by Maggie, and a traveling violation will be called here. No, a jump ball. Possession will stay with Valley Heights as Turber kind of lost control for a second, but they say that both teams have possession.
Well, Turber's really good when she dribbles to the paint with her right hand, and then that spin dribble back to her left is really effective.
Mertz triggers it in. Here's Maggie. 15-footer from the left side is good, and Maggie Turber's first basket. Ooh. 7-4.
That was pretty. A little shot fake. Got the defender in the air. A couple dribbles to her right hand. A little pull-up jumper. You don't see that mid-range game a ton.
Near turnover by Wabusi and a jump ball. That's going to be our
fourth
alternate possession here in this game. 3:24 to go in the first. It'll stay with Wabunsee as Audra Steinford will check out. Olivia Scala will check in for the first time for Valley Heights. The coach Brox goes 70 back into the game. Grace Siller for Wabunsee. Also back in is Taylen Orton. Into the right corner goes Casey Mesicki. Now top of the key. Reese Michalis will drive middle of the lane. Gets stuck. Kicks it back out. Now it's Carly Mesicki. Wabunsee resetting offense here. Man-to-man defense by the Mustang. Down low, Casey Mesicki has her pocket picked. Free ball picked up by Wabunsee. Now it's a pass nearing the back court. But they're able to retain, Bob. 2:55 to go in the first.
The amount of deflections that Valley Heights gets is just amazing. They've got such active hands defensively.
Reese Michalis tries to get an entry pass. Speaking of deflections, Ava Smith knocks it out. It'll stay with the Chargers. Jaren Mikey checks back in. She replaces Carly Mesicki. Triggering it in right now for Wabunsee will be Reese Michalis. Casey Mesicki left. What? Count it and one. Screen the screener, Bob?
Screen the screener. That's America's play. The inbounds under the on the baseline. First girl goes up and screens at the elbow or free throw area, and then she receives the screen coming right down the lane. And Casey Mesicki, we saw it Thursday night against Sacred Heart. They scored two or three times on those inbounds plays at critical moments.
Mesicki misses the free throw, so it remains a Valley Heights lead of 7-6. And then a near steal kicked out of bounds off of Wabunsee. No! It's going to stay Wabunsee basketball. A turnover on Valley Heights, but guess who was in there? Taryn Mikey, the defensive specialist for Wabunsee, forcing that turnover.
Well, she stands all of 5 feet. She's got to be really good at something. And defensively, she is what I like to call a gnat. She's just all over who she's defending. Doesn't let him breathe.
Wabunsee with the basketball down low. Mesicki, double team comes. Now off in the corner it goes. Michalis Reese into the middle of the lane. Floater, no. Rebound, Merck for Valley Heights. Mustangs looking to run quickly up the floor, up to Ant Turber. Right baseline drive, elevates, floater. That rolls through. How about you, Ann Turber, and the outlet by Delana Merck?
Yeah, good decision by Ann Turber. She didn't get too deep. She didn't go all the way to the paint. Little pull-up, floater from baseline, good.
Down low it goes for Orton as she kicks it out. Here's a right wing three on the way by Mikey, no good. And Ava Smith, another rebound, leads the team with over 120 boards on the season, averages 7 a game. 9-6 Mustangs, 1:50 to go in the first. In the corner, left corner, it's Delana Merck. Entry down low to Ava Smith, looking to kick it out, and she does. Ant Turber, right wing, three on the way. It's good! And she says, let's go, Buzz. That's 5 for Ann.
You know, Ann Turber, she can flat shoot the ball when her feet are set. She can knock down some threes.
Dribbling into the lane, Michalis, bank shot is good. Nobody came on the help side that time for Valley Heights, and an easy bucket there for Michalis, and a near turnover. And we got a tie-up. Possession will stay with the Mustangs.
Yeah, a little defensive breakdown that time from Valley Heights. There was a ball screen and not real good communication from Valley Heights. Nobody stayed with the dribbler, the communication on the screener. You're going to switch or you're going to fight through, and neither happens.
That three by Ann Turber is just her 7th on the season. 1:18 to go in the first. 12-8 Valley Heights with the lead and the basketball. Into the game for the first time, Tessa Miller. She's got it in the right corner. Looking to drive baseline. And backside pass taken away momentarily, but collected by Valley Heights. Now left wing, Vermetten looks to drive baseline. Scoop in the lane. Soft roll doesn't happen, but there's Tessa Miller with the rebound. Her putback, still no. Fight for the rebound, and Casey Mesicki has it for Wabunsee. Under a minute to go here in the first. Chargers never led in this game. It's been all Valley Heights as far as leading, but it's not been by much. 12-8. Largest lead has been 6. Here's Zeller, left wing 3. That's good. Freshman for Wabunsee. Makes this a 1-point game.
Defensively, Valley Heights, they couldn't find who they were supposed to guard that time. A couple breakdowns in a row defensively for Valley Heights.
Miller goes to right corner, Vermetten. Now Ann Turber looking to drive to the right elbow. Now left elbow to Vermetten. Into the corner. Here's a 3 by Tess Miller to answer. I'll bounce you off the bench. Junior Tessa Miller.
Valley Heights, unhesitate, right here to the end of this first quarter.
That's her 7th three of the year. 15-11 Mustang, 10 seconds to go in the first. Here's Zeller looking for some help. She slipped her feet, but did not get called traveling. Here's Casey Messicki down low. Shot up, missed by Orton. And then a foul will be called on Valley Heights with 1.2 seconds to go in the first.
That's a tough call right there. I thought it was a really clean block by Delana Merck.
So Orton to the line, in and out on the first one, and they got it on Delana Merck. Boz, that's going to be her second.
That's a tough break for Valley Heights with 1.2 left in the first quarter.
So Orton has one more free throw coming here. Freshman 5'10" forward hits the second. 15-12 now, and Merck will chuck it at the buzzer. We've reached the end of the first quarter. Valley Heights, 15. Wavunsi, 12. It's a great one here in Alma. We hope you join us for second quarter action coming up after this one-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Back here at 92.1 FM KMZA, it's Wabunsi with the basketball. It's trailing Valley Heights 15-12 as we begin the second quarter of action. Reverse layup by Zeller off the mark. Casey Messi regains possession for Wabunsi. Now Zeller looking to drive right baseline. Cut off. Needs help out to Messi. She'll fire a right wing three. That's good. Messicki now with 7 in the game. We're tied at 15. Here just 20 seconds in the quarter number 2. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell back in the studios. Kurt Kilman. And a turnover here on Valley Heights on their first possession in the second frame. Reset your lineups here. It's Ava Smith, Mia Vermetten, Otter Steinford, Maggie Turber, and Delana Merck on the floor. Merck is with 2 fouls. Picked up her second with 1.2 to go in the first quarter. Same starting 5 for Wabunsi and Zeller, Mikey, Ritter, Orton, Messicki. Here's Zeller between the rings. Valley Heights has not trailed in this game, and a traveling violation here on Casey Messicki.
Well, the thing if you're Valley Heights right now, Casey Messicki in the post, she really wants to dribble to her right shoulder. She's not nearly effective when she goes to her left shoulder. She almost turned it over one time. That time she did get caught with the travel.
Mia Vermetten to bring it across the timeline, and she's fouled here by Grace Zeller. Wow, that's the first foul I've got on Wabunsi here tonight.
Yeah. Pretty clean game overall. Only a couple whistles in the first half, or first quarter.
Still in the first half here. Still 7 minutes to go until the Highland Community College halftime report, where we'll check in with what's going on around the area as it's sub-state championship Saturday. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Smith to the right wing. It's Delana Merck. Gets a screen from Ava. Looking for, can't find her. Now Steinford on the left block. Kicks it out to Vermetten on the left wing. They'll reset offense as Maggie Turber gets it from Vermetten. Maggie spins the lane out to Ava Smith. Now her pocket picked in. It's a turnover on Valley Heights. Quick hand by the Chargers here in this one. Quickly up to Orton. Now Messicki, the trailer, down right lane line. Cut off. Now Zeller straight away. 3 on the way. No. Rebound. Great job by Audra Steinford with the box off there. Now Delana Merck needs help. Gets it across the timeline to Ava Smith. Ava, it left block. Nice find underneath the basket. Steinford once again. Nice dime from Ava Smith.
Well, that's the second time Ava Smith is able to dribble, penetrate, get the help defender to come to her, and then bounce it across the lane to a wide open teammate.
Zeller brings it across the timeline. Mia Vermetten picks her up. Now it's Ritter. Throws it into the hands of Smith. Momentarily still on the deck and picked up by Valley Heights. Turnover on Labonte, and Steinfurt's caught in the backcourt, finds Vermeden, who breaks the timeline. 5:45 to go in the half. It's 17-15. Valley Heights never trailed in this game. Here's Delana Merck with the basketball, and a blocking foul will be called on Wabunsee's Harley Ritter. Just her first team foul, number two.
Boy, and this is it's a really physical game, and there hasn't been a whole lot of fouls, which is great. The officials are really letting them play, but boy, there's a lot of reaching, a lot of body contact. It's got to be tough to play this game right now.
Delana Merck triggers it in to Maggie Turber on the right wing. Now skips it left wing to Ava Smith, who dribbles back to the right. Here's Merck driving into the lane, spins on her defender. Nice find down low. Ava Smith going over the defender. Wow! How about you, Ava Smith, elevating over the 5'11" Talon Orton.
Yeah, that was just all Ava Smith. Nothing was there. She kind of made her own space and elevated, knocked down the shot.
Now up by four are the Mustangs. Chargers with the basketball. Zeller into the lane. A foul will be called. It's a blocking foul. Will that be on Maggie Turber or on Mia Vermeden? Wow. We get that on Maggie Turber, and that's her second.
Yeah, that's, again, Maggie Turber was just standing there.
Yeah.
Mia Vermeden was kind of riding the ball handler. I thought he was going to call the block on her.
Yeah, that would make sense if it was Vermeden from my vantage point. 5:12 to go in the half, 19-15. Zeller at the line, buries the first. Back in is Eden Perrin for Wabunsee. She replaces Dallin Orton. Second free throw from Zeller is good. Got a good shot as a freshman, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, she does. She's a good player.
5 minutes to go here in this opening half. 19-17, Valley Heights with the lead and the basketball. Ava Smith on the left wing will dribble with her right hand. Nice flash by Vermeden on the left baseline, but no action there. Gets it out to Merck. Now right wing to Maggie Turber. Head fakes on a three. Back to Vermeden between the rings. Mustangs reset offense here. Turber kicks in the right corner. Merck now to Smith. Drives right lane line. Loses the handle on it. It's saved in, but right to the Chargers. Turnover on Valley Heights.
Now Ava Smith, she's trying to curl cut and get the pass going to the basket. Problem is the help side defense is right there, and Ava Smith doesn't have anywhere to go with it.
Near travel by Wabunsee's Reese Michalis. She's got it in the left corner now. Kicks it out to Zeller between the rings. Zeller now right wing to Mikey. Straight away to Perrin. Now to Zeller. And an offensive foul here on Eden Perrin. That's her first, team third. The moving screen there as she was trying to get some room for freshman phenom Grace Zeller. 4:15 to go in the half. 19-17. Mustangs. Ava Smith with it on the left wing for Valley Heights. Still moving right to left across her dial. Vermeden back now to Smith. Now right wing Maggie Turber. She'll fire a three. Looks good, but it's off the mark. Rebound to Mia Vermeden. And wow, a lot of contact and no whistle. Vermeden looked like she was hammered, but officials letting them play here. We talked about it early in the first.
Yeah, they absolutely are. You're going to have to be very physical.
Right wing three on the way. Off the back heel. No deep rebound, though. Collected by Michalis for Wabunsee. 19-17 to score. 3:35 to go in the half. Right-handed dribble by Michalis to the right elbow. Now out to Casey Meske. Now Zeller. And a three-second violation.
Getting ready to say, they've been sitting in the lane for a little bit. Eden Perrin was watching everything going around on the perimeter, standing in the paint, finally caught her on it.
3:29. Feels like it's the fourth quarter already for me. I don't know why.
Well, it's just such a frantic pace. It's just back and forth, back and forth. Neither team really able to get a whole lot of separation.
And it feels
this is going to be 3:29 left here in the second quarter. This is that time frame in the game where if one team makes a little run, they can get a little breathing room here before half.
Maggie Turber with it. Honor also on the floor for the Mustangs. And Turber, Ava Smith, Delana Merch, and Mia Vermeden. Maggie, right elbow, nice, up and under move, shot too strong, though. Rebound ripped down by Casey Meske. 3:05 to go in the half. Wabunsee has never led in this game. Looking to try and take the lead on a three here by Meske. That's Carly, that's good. First lead of the game for Wabunsee, it's 20-19.
That was a real slow defensive transition by Valley Heights. They're playing almost like they're just a little tired right now.
Ava Smith is fouled on her baseline drive, left lane line drive, excuse me. Foul will be called on Carly Messicki, who just made that three. Tessa Miller checked into the game for Valley Heights, replacing Maggie Turber. 2:44 to go in the half. There's the entry, and man, Ava Smith just got decked.
Absolutely. And blocked right in the head.
Free ball was picked up by Wabunsee. Timeout, Wabunsee. We'll step aside. 2:43 to go in the half. It's 20-19. Wabunsee back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you are 45 years or older, contact your Seneca Family Practice primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
Sub-State Championship Saturday here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A great game here, Valley Heights and Wabunsee. Wabunsee just claimed their first lead of the game at 2:48 to go in the half. It's 20-19. Lady Chargers out of the Charger timeout following another Valley Heights turnover here in this first half. They turn it up to Heat, though, and it's Ann Turber with a steal and a layup for Valley Heights. Turber, Boz, she's got 7 to lead the Mustangs.
I think that's what Valley Heights needs to get to, is getting some transition buckets. We haven't seen them applying full court pressure lately.
Across the timeline, Wabunsee's got it, and it's Carly Messicki to Casey. Now left wing, it's Michalis. Drives the middle of the lane. Right wing pass to Harley Ritter. Defended by Ava Smith. Approaching the 2-minute mark of the first half. 21-20, Valley Heights. Entry pass down low, Casey Messicki. Double team comes. Back off, and a wild shot. Great defense by Delana Merck. Rebound ripped down by guess who? It's Ava Smith. Now up to Merck. Back to Ava between the ring. Tessa Smith now. Or check that. Tessa Miller now. Back out to Ava Smith. Her three off the mark. Rebound ripped down by Orton for Wabunsee. Chargers across the timeline. 1:30 to go here in the first half. Got an offensive foul here on Wabunsee. Another moving screen. And it's not so much at the beginning of the screen that they're seeing on that, Buzz.
Yeah.
It's the fact that they're following the defender of Valley Heights.
Yeah, a lot of times you teach your players when they set the screen, you roll as the ball handler goes past you, and the officials pay attention to that right now. That's twice they've caught him on. The initial screen looks good, but they're moving through and rolling, trying to get the screen and roll option.
Valley Heights with the basketball following the turnover on Wabunsee. Right wing, it's Ann Turber. Come on, Ann. She thought about another three, trying to give her double digits. Gets it off to Merck, though. She'll fry her from 15. It's good from the baseline. Delana Merck buys her first field goal of the game.
And she's been a little quiet here in this first half.
23-20 now. Mustangs have led by as many as 6. Chargers have led by as many as 1. 3 lead changes in this game so far. Under a minute to go in the half. Valley Heights pep section comes to their feet.
This is what Wabunsee does really well. Their half-court offense, they're very patient. They work the ball to get the shot they want.
Ray Schiller resets offense for the Chargers between the ring. Gives it up to Orton on the left wing. Now extended into the corner by Mikey in a deflection. Out of bounds, stays with Wabunsee.
Yeah, good offensive set, about 30 seconds left, but they tried to get Grace Zeller on a curl cut to the basket. She was open, but Ava Smith did a nice job recovering, able to knock it away.
Michalis to trigger it in for the Chargers. Looking for the screen-to-screener here, Bob?
Yep.
They couldn't find it this time. Casey Messicki just grabs it, and they'll reset offense with Zeller. Do they hold for one here? 25 seconds to go in the half.
I don't know that they'll hold it. I mean, they just are very deliberate with what they do offensively. If they get a good look, they'll take it.
Casey Messicki with the left-handed dribble, guarded by Merck. Now right wing, 3 on the way by Zeller. Banked in! Zeller now with 8. 10 seconds to go in the opening half. We're tied at 23. 7 seconds. Turber, that's Ann, off to Ava Smith as she traveled with it. Got a little ahead of herself, shuffled her feet. And with 3.9 to go in the half, Wabunsee's got a chance to get a bucket right before the half. 23-23. Wabunsey triggers it in. 3 seconds to go. Michalis from half court on the way. That's short. And we've reached halftime. 23-23. Would you expect anything different from these two teams? Some dominance at the early set by Valley Heights defensively, but Wabunsey, they storm back, grab a 1-point lead with 2:48 to go. Then a little mini run once again by Valley Heights. Bosworth tied at 23. It's halftime. Highland Community College halftime report comes up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust and our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here at halftime, the Highland Community College Halftime Report, presented by Highland Community College, online at highlandcc.edu. My partner's Chris Boswell, I'm Jake Spaulding, joining you courtside here in Alma. The Wabunsey Substate sees the home team, the Chargers, the 3 seed, tied with the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, the top seed, 23-23. At the halftime break, and a game that I felt like we did a good job at the top of the broadcast, Boz, prepping people for this.
Yeah.
And I think that first half showed exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah, I kind of figured this would be a very physical, intense game. You know, both these teams are really good, and there's history there. There's just a lot of motivation for both teams, really. But that first half, well, here's the thing I was a little bit surprised at. While Bunty really played fast there for a little while, I was a little shocked. I thought they'd really want to slow things down, work their inside game with Menske, but they were not uncomfortable going fast.
Yeah, they were able to get out and transition, force a lot of turnovers for Valley Heights. We'll get to those in just a second as well. First half statistics and scoring leading the way for the Chargers. No surprise here. The combo of Zeller and Casey Menske. Grace has got 8 points, including 2 threes. And Mesicki, she's got 7, including a 3. Then it drops down to Reese Michalis with 4. 3-pointer for Carly Mesicki and a free throw for Talon Orton for Wabunsey. For Valley Heights, if you would have told me at the top of the broadcast or even on our drive down, Boz, that it would be a tied game at halftime and you would have your top 3 scorers in Maggie Turber, Delana Merck, and Ava Smith combine, let me rephrase that, combine for 7? I would not believe you.
Yeah, I would agree.
Leading the way for the Mustangs in the first half, Anna Turber, she has 7 points, including a 3, a big spark off the bench for the Mustangs. And then it goes down some balance here. 4 points for Audra Steinfurt, 3 points for Tessa Miller off the bench, 3 for Ava Smith, 2 for Delana Mertz, 2 for Mia Vermetten for Valley Heights. That's the scoring. So when you look at it, Bob, yeah, you could say that there's 6 different girls that have scored for Valley Heights, but really not your typical scorers, as is that they're struggling here in this game. Or is it that Wabunsee defense that's really stepped up in that first half?
Yeah, Wabunsee played a really good defensive game in that first half. Really impressed with their half-court defense. They really kind of got Valley Heights a little uncomfortable with what they were wanting to do, and I think Valley Heights started to honestly get a little frustrated. They weren't able to attack the rim, I think, as much as they normally do. We saw them try to force the issue and attack off the dribble, and Wabunsee's help side defense has been great. So when the dribble penetration comes, there's 2 girls there waiting. I think for Valley Heights, they got to look a little more at the drive and kick because they've got some open shooters on the perimeter.
All right, other first half statistics that you keep that always enhance our broadcast. Boz, what'd you see after the first half on your staff?
No shock on the statistics side of things with a tied score, 23-23. Valley Heights shot the ball really well in the first half, 50% from the field. They were 10 of 20. They only knocked down 2 threes. They were 2 of 6 from beyond the arc, 8 of 14 inside the arc. So really shooting the ball well. Wabunsee, 40% from the field. They were 4 of 9 from 3, so they're obviously knocking down some threes at a little higher clip. Everything else, virtually the same. Both teams have 6 defensive boards. Both teams have 2 offensive boards. So 8-8 on the rebound side of things. Assists, I love this. When you look at made baskets and how many assists you get with those, well, Valley Heights has 5, and Wabunsee's got 4. So they're sharing the ball well, finding open shooters. Valley Heights has 8 turnovers in the first half. Wabunsee with 6. Valley Heights has 3 steals. Wabunsee with 5. Everything is very, very close.
23-23, your halftime score. You're listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report online at highlandcc.edu. From here, you can see anywhere. How about the scores for you from going on around the area here as it's semifinal spot.
It's the finals, right?
That was the earlier window a couple days ago. It's finals time. Winners go to state. Scoring updates presented by Holt House Auto House. Online at holthouseautohouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Halftime boys game. This is a game that is being broadcast on Sunny 101.3. Centralia leading Bishop Seabury 22-20 at halftime. Girls halftime in Winchester. 2A. This substate will match up against that substate potentially in the opening round just based off records. Riverside leading Mar Hill Mountain Academy 31-18 at the halftime break. And then how about this 3A boys score from the Riley County substate? Beloit, Nemaha Central, tied at 20 at the half.
Hey, let's go.
Thunder, let's get ready to roll.
That's right.
That'd be the biggest upset of the year. That top-seeded, top-ranked Beloit Trojan team right there in that substate. So, again, you go to mscsports.net, see where all the games are being broadcast. You can go to the Facebook page of Kansas Land as well and see where all the broadcasts are going. But here in Wabunsee, Valley Heights deadlocked with Wabunsee, 23-23 girls substate finals. Second half action coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands.
fans' arse.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Second half action now underway here as we're tied at 23. Jake and Boz with you on a Saturday, championship Saturday here in Substate. Kirk Kilman back at the studios. And a whistle and a travel will be called here on Valley Heights as Ava Smith trying to make a pass. And Coach Brockstrom is begging for a foul there as her arms got chopped off. Turnover on Valley Heights, their ninth now in the game. Tied at 23 on the floor right now for the Mustangs, the starting five. It's Maggie Turber, Delana Merck, Audra Steinberg, Ava Smith, and Mia Vermetten. Same starters as well for Wabunsey as a three on the way by Taryn Mikey is too strong. Rebound ripped down by Valley Heights and Ava Smith as she was tied up with Harley Ritter, and that's going to be her second. So it's Zeller, Mikey, Ritter, Orton, and Casey Messicki for Wabunsey. Full court pressure being applied here right now by Wabunsey, and the Mustangs break it. Up the court, it's Steinford on the right wing. Back to Merck between the circles. Skipped into the corner and saved in by Vermette for a second, but then taken away by Wabunsey and then nearly traveling with it, but kept alive. Here's Casey Messicki. Right lane line drive. Layup is good.
Well, Valley Heights right now, they're just a little out of sync to start this second half. They're making some dangerous passes, and it hurt them in that last possession.
10 turnovers now for Valley Heights, trailing by two, their largest deficit in this game now. Killed only by one, 20-19 in the second quarter. Mustangs with the basketball now, and a near steal, and it is a steal. Turnover number 11 on Valley Heights. Up the lane, layup missed. Ava Smith got the rebound for Valley Heights. Up the court, Maggie Turber. Now to Delana Merck. Left lane line layup. It's good, and the foul. Delana Merck. Cherry picking back there, and a great outlet from Ava Smith.
You know, we've had some crazy things that have happened here. I mean, it go back and forth, up and down the court. A steal, a missed layup, a rebound, a long outlet. Just back and forth.
But they're wiping the bucket away. So it's after the bucket. So it was not an and one. They called the foul after the bucket, and now we've got a foul on Taryn Mikey, and that's gonna be her second. So Delana Merck will trigger it in. Merck is going to trigger it in as Coach Keller was screaming at the official, trying to get his attention. Here's Smith, has the ball taken away momentarily. Free on the deck, out of bounds. It'll stay with Valley Heights. And this game, I think, Buzz, could quickly get out of control.
It could. And just all the girls playing with a ton of emotion right now. And things are honestly a little bit sloppy to start this third quarter. The team that can settle down a little bit and start to execute is going to be the one that's going to pull ahead.
So it's 25-25. Again, they counted the basket and a foul after the fact. Here's a jump ball and turnover on Valley Heights, number 12 now. And Coach Brockstrom and Coach Keller are both just not happy right now for their respective sons.
And I think the thing both coaches are a little bit fired up about is the amount of reaching across the body, and you see girls pulling other girls' arms down away from the ball, and that's something they got to get a handle on.
Keller's got it for Wabunsey following the Valley Heights turnover. 6 minutes to go in the third. Tied at 25. Casey Messicki, left lane line drive. Just close up a shot, Buzz. And we've seen that move before. That time, it was through as well. And then a quick foul by Harley Ritter. That's going to be her third, as this pressure's been turned up by Wabunsey in the second half.
I'm telling you guys, if you have a chance to watch Casey Messicki play basketball, she is so unorthodox with the way she gets to the rim, and it's a great thing because defense isn't expecting it, but she goes to her right shoulder. You'd expect her to shoot it with her left, but she scoops it underneath with her right and is very, very good at doing that.
Mustangs break pressure here, have it in the front court now, down by two, 5:50 to go in this third quarter. Ava Smith and a pushing foul underneath on Maggie Turber. And I think the officials are trying to get this under control a little bit now. But all of a sudden now, it's just, it seems like every 5 seconds we're getting a foul.
Well,
being called here. That's the third on Maggie.
Yeah, this is where it's going to get interesting because you go from really letting the girls play free, not calling a lot of fouls, and it got really physical. And now you got to rein it back in. So the girls are used to playing very physical, handsy. Now all of a sudden you got to think about it. You can't do that now.
Miller with the dribble between the rings has Vermette on her. Gives it off to Mikey on the left wing, guarded by Turber. Maggie stays in with those three fouls. Miller with the left-handed dribble between the rings. Kicks it out to Michalis. Reese dishes it off to Orton on the right block. Now they kick it back out. Zeller between the rings. Left corner, Michalis will fire a deep three. That's off the mark. Steinfeld with a great box out, but she can't get the rebound. And instead, Orton gets it. Misses the bucket, but she'll go to the line for two as Audra Steinfeld picks up her first.
Well, that's a tough break for Audra because she was in the right position. The ball careened off the rim and went pretty much over her to the side where Wabunsee player was waiting for it.
First free throw is short. Back in for the Mustangs, Olivia Scala and Ann Torber. Out goes Steinfurt, out goes Maggie. Maggie's got those three fouls. Second free throw is at the three-point lead here for Wabunsee, their largest of the game now. 28-25, 5:10 to go in the third. Mustangs up to Ava Smith, left lane line drive, her shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Messicki, Casey, and they collect to Zeller.
Like Ava Smith, she's trying to get going offensively. She's had a little bit of an off night. That was a good take. She just couldn't get the ball to go through the rim.
Carly Messicki with a right-handed dribble. Right wing now in the corner. Zeller, she'll fire a three off the mark. Offensive rebound, though, for Wabunsee. Now Michalis, left wing, head faking on a three is Carly Messicki. Ava Smith comes out on her, and she is tightly guarding her free ball now. Hitting the deck, and a foul will be called here on Ava Smith. Great defense by Ava, but as soon as that ball hit the deck, she went into football mode trying to get to that basketball. You love the effort, though.
I love the effort. Absolutely love it. She's trying to get things going for her and her team, and that's just a hustle play. She probably knew it was going to be a foul. She dove right on top of the Wabunsee player's back, but great effort.
Just the first on Ava. Kicked into the corner here for Wabunsee, triggered into Messicki, and a foul will be called here on 21, Olivia Scala, and that's going to be her first, and Coach Brockstrom disagrees. Shayla's to trigger it in for the Chargers. Right lane line, it goes to Orton, now out to Michalis. What was four fouls on Wabunsee to none on Valley Heights has now flipped that script. And you'd like to think that's not how it gets looked at, but now it's four straight fouls on Valley Heights. 4 minutes to go. Here's Orton, just throws up a wild shot, missed. Rebound, put back, no, but a foul on Scala as Orton will go back to the line for two.
Well, Valley Heights right now, they're just almost a step behind defensively. It was a good, good defensive effort on the dribble drive, but then everybody stood and watched the ball. Nobody went and grabbed that defensive board.
First free throw by Orton is good. And she now has four in the game. Largest lead for the Chargers grows to four now, 29-25. Second toss is short. Rebound, though, to Orton. Down low to Orton again as she kicked it out, tried to get it back, and is off her hands out of play. Turnover on Wabunsee. Full court pressure being applied here by the Chargers, and the Mustangs have kind of struggled against it here as they turn it right back.
Yeah, that's five turnovers here in the third quarter. Valley Heights only had eight in the entire first half. Third quarter, Valley Heights just out of sorts, and Coach Brockstrom is going to try to calm the team down a little bit.
29-25, just 2 points in the quarter for Valley Heights. They trail by four, 3:57 to go in the third. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer. the internet, and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Back here in Alma, Jake and Boz on a super Saturday. It's championship side for Substate in this two-way bracket. Here in Alma, Valley Heights, the top seed in the Substate, trailing the three-seed home team, Mabunsee, who's the visitors on the scoreboard, but they're up by four. 3:57 to go in the third. Out of the coach, Brockstrom, a timeout. Boz, what was Coach talking about to the girls right there?
I think he's just talking, if it was me, talking about just keeping their composure, executing. They're getting a little frantic right now and doing some uncharacteristic things with the ball.
Deflection here, but picked up by Mabunsee. They break the timeline, and pressure being applied now by Valley Heights, trapping on every single ball. Delana Merck is everywhere. Trap comes, and it's a turnover. Loose on the deck. Jump ball will be in play, and they're going to give a timeout to Mabunsee. As they said, still had control on that one, but a big-time defensive adjustment by Valley Heights forces a timeout. Still 29-25, 3:36 to go in the third. We'll take another break. Back to Alma after this 30-second timeout on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
KMZA.
Back here in Alma, it's 29-25 with Mabunsee. The Chargers leading the Mustangs to Valley Heights. I'm Jake, that's Boz, and Kurt back at the studios. Timeout was taken by Mabunsee. They've got three remaining. As the defensive pressure has been turned up here for Valley Heights, it's Ann Turber, Mia Vermette, Delana Merck, Olivia Scala, and Ava Smith on the floor for the Stangs. Pressure now changed up again.
I think that's what's going to have to happen. Valley Heights, they're going to have to turn up the defensive pressure, because right now, Wabunsee's pretty comfortable in their half-court set. Last two possessions, Valley Heights has really pushed them away from the three-point line, making it harder for them to execute their offense.
That time, that time in the half-court set resulted in a turnover for Wabunsee. So Valley Heights with it in the backcourt. Ann Turber breaks the timeline. Looking for help, 3:20 to go in the third. In the corner it goes to Olivia Scala. She's guarded by Orton, top of the key, Ava Smith. Maggie Turber comes back to the score table to check back in. Ava Smith looking to drive left lane. Line kicks it out, three on the way. Scala, left wing, they need it, can't get it. Rebound tapped around, Merck had it for a second. A jump ball will be called, and it'll stay Valley Heights basketball.
The Valley Heights, they're going to have to find a way to come up with some of these big plays. Steals, offensive rebounds for putbacks. Their offense just hasn't been clicking tonight. Sometimes it goes that way. It's hard to find baskets, so they got to figure out a way to get some of those trash points.
Dallas has not made a three all year. That one was wide open. Why not? You're needing a spark right now. Stangs only have 2 points here in this third quarter. 3 minutes, all that's left in it. Into the corner it goes, right wing. It's Delana Merck. Maggie Turber checks back in. Merck needs help. A lot of contact. No whistle. And we got a foul being called here, or a jump ball.
Ava Smith was standing on the out-of-bounds baseline trying to get the tied ball, so it goes to Wabunsee.
So not an alternate possession. It's just a turnover then on Valley Heights. No?
No, it was a defensive rebound by Wabunsee, but it got tied up by Ava Smith, who was standing out-of-bounds, so possession stays with Wabunsee.
But not considered a tie-in since she was standing out-of-bounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Mabunsee breaks the timeline. Pressure is broken. Here's a deflection again by Smith. Kept alive, though, by Mabunsee. Casey Messicki gets away with a walk at the top of the key. Now gets the right wing to Zeller. Grace dribbles with the right hand. Back into the corner it goes. Going for the steal with Merch. She comes up empty, and a 15-footer is buried by Reese Mischalis in the largest lead of six now for Lebusby. 31-25, 2:20 to go in the third. Here's Mia Vermetten, right wing. Maggie Turber, they need one. Cannot get this three. It goes out over the backboard and out of play. Only basket here in the second half.
Trying to read
was
your
Delana Merck. Yeah, was by Delana Merck early in this third quarter. And there's a near turnover, but unable to collect it. Lebusby retains possession into the front court. Casey Messicki, backside now, down low it goes, Orton, and prior to the shot, on the floor, a foul here on Delana Merck, and Merck, Boz, just picked up her third.
Yeah, you can start to see, there's still plenty of time in this ballgame, 1:57 left in the third, but you can start to see a little frustration creeping into the body language of Valley Heights right now.
15 foul, so... Now an Orton to the line, and she buries the first. All of her points have came from the free throw line, Boz. This is going to be her eighth free throw of the night. And it's short. She has made four of her eight, 50%. 7-point lead here for the Chargers. Again, extending that largest lead that they've had in this game. Delana Merck, she'll step into a three. That's off the mark. Rebound ripped down. And last few offensive possessions for Valley Heights, Boz. One shot coming up empty. Quickly into a trap for Valley Heights, and they force another timeout by Lebusby. Lebusby down to just two timeouts now. A minute 37 to go in the third, but they're up by seven.
Yeah, they've extended this lead here in the third quarter. They're burning some timeouts, but they're gaining possession. So really good timeouts from... Coach Keller.
Four lead changes, all that's been in this game. Largest lead of the game now belongs to Lebusby. At the score that we have right now, 32-25. But if you're Coach Brockman, I mean, again, what are you telling your girls right now? They seem like they can't find anything offensively at the moment.
They haven't been able to really sustain anything. You know, we saw them really ramp up the defensive effort. They got a couple near steals. Their offense is where they're just struggling right now. They're not able to get to the rim. And Bussy's doing a great job. They've done a good job scouting. They know who to defend and who to push away from the basket and who to give space to.
Out of the timeout by Bussy. They've got the basketball breaking pressure into the front court. It's Messicki. Now Zeller into the corner it goes. Reese Michalis for three off the mark. Rebound ripped down backside. Mia Vermetten for Valley Heights. So one shot stopped that time for the Lady Stangs, and they need to get a bucket here. Minute 20 to go in the third. Down by seven. Vermetten into the corner. It's Scala. Gets bumped. Back into the corner it goes to Maggie Turber, and now a foul here on Grace Zeller. That's going to be the fifth foul on Lebusby. So Maggie will go to the line to shoot two, where she's a 61% foul shooter on the season.
Yeah, only a minute left in the third quarter, but this would be a way that Valley Heights could start to creep back into this game if they knock down some free throws.
Direction, Mia Vermetten to the line, and she's a 71% foul shooter, makes the first. Seifert in, Scala out for Valley Heights. 108 to go in the third. Vermetten's second toss is good. She's got four, and it breaks that run for Lebusby. We were tied at 25. It was a 7-0 run by Lebusby, that surmised 4 minutes. Here's Messicki, floater in the lane, in and out, rebound though. Orton, her putback is good.
Big time offensive rebound. That's five offensive rebounds in the third quarter for Lebusby.
Massive, massive for the Chargers. They're up by seven. Valley Heights with the basketball, Vermetten, left elbow, kicks in the right corner. Steinfurt really wanted to shoot that three, but she thinks differently. 35 seconds to go. Here's Ava Smith. Gets fouled. No, but it makes the basket anyway. Great job by Ava Smith. She's got five.
Yeah, she's just going to have to be strong to the rim. They're letting a lot of contact go. Got to finish through contact.
Messicki into the front court. Kicks it right wing now into the corner. Deflection out of bounds. And it'll stay with Lebusby. 17 seconds left, as Coach Brock said. That looked like it went off of a Lebusby player after the deflection.
Yeah, the pass was going to Michalis, and I really thought she just flipped it as it was going out of bounds.
17 seconds, all that's left in this third quarter. Zeller triggers it into Michalis. Brees guarded by Ava Smith. Can the Spangs get a much-needed stop here? Michalis, tight pressure by Ava Smith and a turnover by Wabunsi. Can we talk about the catalyst, the Energizer Bunny? Ava Smith forces another turnover.
Yeah, I think that's the key. You know, finish out the third quarter. But in the fourth, Ava Smith got to find a way to get going offensively.
Down by 5, 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Turber at the buzzer. No, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Turber going to her right. We've talked about it before. Goes to her right, into the paint, right lane line. Spin dribble back to her left. Well, Bunsey almost stole it, but she gathered it and took it strong to the rim.
There's no time on the clock, so technically all the kids should leave the floor. And they will now have the kids leave the floor, yes. So Turber will go to the line to shoot two. First one off the mark for Maggie. The 61% foul shooter has one more to try and make this a four-point game going to the fourth, and she can't. 0 for 2 from the line, and that's the end of the third quarter. We were tied at 23 at halftime. But it's now 34-29. Wabunsi with the lead by 5. We go to the fourth quarter of action. Don't go anywhere. A great one here in Alma. Back in 1 minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Alma, as we start the fourth quarter of action. Wabunsi with the basketball, up by 5. Jacob Boz here in Alma, Kurt Kilman back in the studios. Wabunsi up by 5 with the basketball. Here's Nesicki. Casey floats it in from 7.
Valley Heights just trying to do everything they can, creating pressure wherever they can, but Mesicki got into the lane, little floater, good.
13 points for Mesicki now. Here's Ava Smith, shot blocked by Mesicki, and then hitting the deck is Smith, and then they're going to get a travel here on Wabunsi as feet got tangled up, and Wabunsi fan not happy with that call by the official. Got a long ways to go yet in this one, and this has been a ruckus environment for most of the evening. Into the Ava Smith, a wide open left wing three. Thank God it! Ava Smith! The Mustangs needed a big shot, Boz, and they get it from their Energizer Bunny. It's 36-32.
Yeah, Ava's got to get going. You see the defensive pressure right now. That's the shot in the arm that Valley Heights might need to make a big run here.
Here's a deflection, and keeping it alive is Wabunsi. Casey Mesky into the lane over to Orton. Her left-handed bank shot is good.
And that's what's going to be open for Wabunsi right now. Valley Heights extending their pressure so far out beyond the three-point line. You're going to have some backside players open.
Ava Smith driving left lane line, elevates. Her shot is good. Talk about that shot in the arm. Just give me a whole dose of Ava Smith right now.
Now they got to get some stops defensively.
38-34, 6:40 to go in this one. And a big extension of the arm. And we're going to call a foul on Maggie Turber. As it looks like her feet got tangled up, maybe.
They were just, both of them were running back to the ball, and they collided. It wasn't an advantage one way or the other. One girl fell down. That was the only thing that happened, so they called a foul.
That's the fourth on Maggie. That's huge. With 6:30 to go, she stays in the game. Coach Brock's trying to get Ann into the game for her, but the officials triggered it in. She'll have to wait for the next dead ball. She's got to be smart here. Down low, it's Casey Metzeke, and she's blocked, but a foul on Delana Merck and Boz. That's four now on Delana Merck.
The foul trouble starting to mount up a little bit with Serber and Merck, each with four.
Metzeke to the line, and first free throw is missed. So Ann will come into the game. She replaces Maggie. Ann was that spark plug in the first half, Boz. Haven't seen much of her in the second as Metzke makes the second free throw. So back up to a 5-point lead for Wabunty. It's 39-34, 6:15 to go in this ball game.
In this match underneath with Merck, Ritter's guarding her.
Into the corner it goes to Steinford. Top of the key, Ava Smith hit the deck down. Laura was Ritter, and a foul will be called here. And bomb coach Keller, I'm getting Karen Mikey, as she looked straight at the official and was questioning the call. And a lot of times, you'll see officials
react
quickly. I take that back. That's just three fouls on Delana Merch. That foul was called on Casey Metzeke. So that'd be her second. Steinfurt's got it for the Mustangs. Down low, here's Merck. She'll make the shot and get the foul.
That was the matchup. There was a mismatch inside. 5'4 Harley Ritter on Delana Merck. It was 5'8, and Merck just bullied her under the bucket, took it up strong, went, made the finish.
It's going to be the fourth foul on Harley Ritter for Wabunty. 39-36, that's the third foul. I guess I'm just a little bit too happy with pen swiping. Free throw by Merck. Now, rebound tapped around and collected by Orton. Up the floor it comes quickly to Michalis. 3-point game right now for Metten. Trapped. Michalis near side, and they're going to call a foul on Delana Merck.
Four.
I was corrected earlier, thankfully. That was just her third earlier, but now it's her fourth. You got Merck with four. You got Turber with four. And 39-36 is your score. Merck comes out. Olivia Scala will have to check back in. You got Maggie Turber, Delana Merck on the bench right now. If you're Valley Heights, both with four fouls.
Yeah, I would maybe expect them to be on the bench here for maybe 2 minutes, depending on what happens with the score. If Wabunty extends the lead, they'll be back in a hurry.
5:30 to go in this game, and then they're going to call a foul on Mia Vermitten as Grace Zeller was coming off of a screen. And that's going to be the fourth team foul, so for every whistle against Valley Heights the rest of the way, it's going to be a double bonus situation. Wabunty trying to trigger it in. They do to Casey Metzeke in the corner. 5:30 to go in the ballgame. 39-36. Chargers lead by three. They were up by seven a moment ago. Mia Vermette guarding tightly to Zeller. Now Michalis has it, guarded by Smith. Down low to Metzeke. Now Orton from a free throw line jumper. No! Rebound Ava Smith for the Mustangs. They're looking to run. Ava quickly up the floor, and a foul will be called here on Karen Mikey. The defensive specialist has got a ton of speed. She got down the floor in a hurry. That's her third.
Yeah, she came flying up behind Ava Smith. The crowd, everyone was yelling wolf by the time they realized that she was already there.
Vermette to trigger it in for the Mustangs. Gets it into Ann Turber. Also on the floor, Ava Smith, Audra Steinfurt. And Olivia Scala. Left wing at Steinberg. Now top of the key, Smith. Ava looking to drive in the lane. Head fake from the left elbow. Now kicks it out. Steinberg, ball above her head, finds Ann Turber. And then looking down low as Olivia Scala was just trying to box up or post up Reese Michalis. And they're going to call Michalis with an arm in the back and shoving her up the lane.
Well, Valley Heights is actually doing a really good job right now. They're taking whoever is being defended by the bigs from Wabunty. We're talking about Tellen Orton and Casey Metzke. They're moving them out on the perimeter, which is creating some mismatches inside.
Mustangs get it in. Here's a 3-point shot up and through by Mia Vermette. Buzz, We're tied at 39. This is a seven-point game a moment ago, and that shot in the arm that Valley Heights desperately needed. Coach Brockman begging for a five count. Doesn't matter anyway as Faith Zeller steps out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, but the count never stopped.
No, from across half court all the way to the baseline.
We begin this next possession for Valley Heights, tied at 39, 4:20 to go in the game. Smith has it in the right wing. Top of the key, Steinberg, down low to Mia, out to Smith. Still fire from 15, shot blocked by Casey Messicki. And then a deflection, and Michela still has it in the backcourt, up the sideline. She's trapped, nearly a travel. Still in the backcourt, they're going to get a 10-second call here. Messicki, that's a 10-second or a timeout? Timeout with Buncey. 3:56. I can't count very well, but I'm going to guess I was within 1 second of a 10-second call.
It had to have been really, really close.
3:56 to go in this one. It's 39-39, and we're going to step aside for a 30-second break. A lot going on here, and we hope you're having as much fun as we are. Come back with us on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Alma, Wabunsee Substate, and what a game
right
we
back.
Got for you. 39-39, with just over 3 minutes to go in this ballgame, 3:56 to be exact. Wabunsee will have it with just one timeout remaining in this game. Valley Heights has four. Wabunsee with the basketball. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Kurt Tillman back in the studios. And the Valley Heights defensive pressure has turned up without star players Delana Merck and Maggie Turber on the floor. They both have four fouls sitting on the bench. Ava Smith, Mia Vermetten, Ann Turber, Livia Scala, and Audra Steinford in the game for Valley Heights. Left corner it comes, Zeller, top of the key, Orton to the free throw line. Now in the far corner to Michalis. Wabunsee running offense here against this man-to-man defense.
Yeah, they're looking the high-low game. They're looking to get the ball to Messicki, to Orton, one of the two from the free throw line down to one of the blocks.
Gala fronting Orton right now. Into the corner, Michalis will fire a deep corner three. That's good. He's got 10, and that's her second three of the game. 3:10 to go. Valley Heights with the basketball down by three. 3 minutes left in this one. Ava Smith looking to drive. Goes to the right elbow, has it poked away, and then a foul on Casey Messicki. That'll be the 15th foul on Wabunsee, so that means free throws here for Mia Vermetten. 2 for 2 tonight, 71% on the year. Mia's first toss is good. Back in, and you love to see it, for Valley Heights, Maggie Turber and Delana Merck, but great minutes from Ann Turber and Olivia Scallon. Second toss from Vermetten is good. 42-41, the Mustangs trail by only one. Under three to go in this one. Vermetten guarding Zeller. Close to a five count again. Now off to Michalis. On the right wing, top of the key to Messicki. Back to Zeller. They'll reset offense. 2:35 to go.
A really good offense by Wabunsee. They don't get rattled with the defensive pressure for the most part. They're able to reset their offense and get things going again.
Zeller still with the dribble, but it's just kind of going from midcourt to about 35 feet on the left wing and back. 2:20 to go in this one. 1 point lead for Wabunsee. Here's Zeller in the lane. Throws up a wild shot and a foul will be called. Foul is going to be on Mia as her second. To the line, Olivia, or check that, Grace Zeller. first trip tonight, misses the first. 2:18 to go in this one, 42-41. Rebounding. Been a struggle for Valley Heights. Missed shot here. You got to get the board. Second one is good, though. Deller's got her season average of 9. It's 43-41. Valley Heights needs a bucket here. 2:10 to go. Right wing, Mia Vermette thought about a 3. Drives in the lane. Has her pocket picked, but gets it back. Still with a dribble on the left wing now. Now Maggie Turber's got it between the circles. Spins in the lane. Needs some help. Down low, it's Audra Steinfurt. Great find backside to Delana Mertz, but she couldn't hang on to it, and it's out of bounds. A turnover on Valley Heights.
That's kind of been the story of the night for Valley Heights. They are so close to making a great play, but they just can't finish, and it's resulted in quite a few turnovers for them.
Grace Deller with the dribble across the timeline. 1:45 to go in this one. Both teams. And there's a 5-second count. Ava Smith, great defense, forces a turnover on Wabunsey. Coach Keller encouraging Grace.
And I got a little animated there. I threw out a finally. There's been about 4 possessions in a row where Valley Heights has been so close to getting that 5-second call.
Into the corner to Maggie Turber. Excuse me, she spins on the left, right block. Nice find underneath. Ava Smith, count the basket! And the foul!
That's what Valley Heights does so well. You get Ava Smith on a curl cut, gets the pass as she's heading downhill to the rim. This second half, she's been really good at finishing through contact.
She had just 3 points at the break. She's got 12 in the game. Smith's free throw is good. Valley Heights has battled back. They now lead 44-43. 1:25 to go in this one. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. 44-43 Mustangs. 1:25 all that's left here in this sub-state championship game on FM 92.1. KMZA Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
We got some good games going on around our network here right now. Scoring updates presented by Holthaus Auto House. Centralia was up 51-49 with 8 seconds left. And a buzzer beater shot by Bishop Seabury. A 3-pointer wins it. Centralia falls 52-51 on the guys' side. Riverside moves on to state for the second straight year. 56-24 over Mar Hill. And Sabetha and Hayden on 103-9 tied at 44. Right here, it's 44-43. Valley Heights up by 1, 1:15 to go. Wabunsey with the basketball. Michalis to Orton. Now left wing, it's Zeller. Trying to drive right lane line. Moves the handle, but gets it back. Now Casey Messicki, top of the key. So drive left lane line. Throws it off the backboard. No, out of bounds. It'll stay with Wabunsey with 1:04 to go in this ball game.
Well, that's what Messicki does. She dribbles with her left hand to the rim, and she likes to scoop it with her right hand. I've said that all game long. That time it just didn't fall for her.
Messicki's got it, and a shot that did not drop, but a foul will be called on Audra Steinfurt.
Just a breakdown on the inbound there. Messicki had...
As Messicki misses the first.
Yeah, she was open in the middle, and for Audra Steinfurt was right there, but she had her back to the baseline. The ball went right over her head. She really couldn't do anything but foul.
Messicki trying to tie this game, and she can't. Misses both. 1 minute to go, and the ball free. Mia Vermette picks it up. Gives it off to Maggie Turber. Under a minute to go. Mustangs up by 1, and a foul here by Karen Mike. And if you're Coach Keller, might not be a bad strategy.
No, that was a great foul. Great foul. There's 54 seconds left on the clock. Valley Heights is really good at running a four-corners type stall offense. they could have burned another 30, 40 seconds. So good foul that time by Waubunsee.
Maggie Turbert 0 for 4 tonight from the line. Make it 0 for 5. The senior 5'8", just 2 points right now. Trying to make this a 2-point ball game. Second toss by Turbert is short. Rebound fought for and a foul will be called on, is that on Turbert? If it is, that's 5. And it is. So Maggie Turber, unable to get either free throw to drop, and her senior season hangs in the balance right now with only 2 points in the game. Reese Michalis to the line. She's got 10 points on the night. She makes the first. Ties this game at 44. One more free throw here by Michalis, the sophomore guard. On the way, and it's good. Waubunsee up by one. 50 seconds to go. Will Coach Brockman call a timeout? No, he says, let's run four out. Down by one are the Mustangs. Will free throw shooting come back to bite them tonight? Kessa Miller in the game. Into the corner to Audra Steinfurt. Down low to Mia Vermetten. Kicks it out. Delana Mertz, right wing three on the way. It's good! Delana Mertz! A huge three! 25 seconds to go, and the Mustangs up by two. Timeout, Waubunsee.
Oh, Delana Mertz,
ice in the
nails. Stepped into that three, didn't even hesitate.
Delana Mertz has been kind of quiet tonight. Boz, we're keeping this one here, Kurt. 47-45, it's a full timeout, then last timeout by Coach Keller of Waubunsee. Can we talk briefly about Coach Brockerman with his trust and his team? We talk about it in the pregame.
Yeah.
He lets the girls do their thing. You don't call timeout when you're down by one with a minute to go. His girls know what to do.
Yeah, that's gutsy, and it all boils down to what you said, trust. I'm sitting in his shoes. I'm probably calling a timeout and set something up so we can get a shot we want, but he's got such confidence in his team. They didn't even hesitate. They didn't look at him like, what do? They just went right into their offense. Good paint touch, entry pass to the post, and a kick out for Merck to knock down the three.
All right, so you've got no Maggie Turber on the floor for Valley Heights. Instead, you've got Tessa Miller, Ava Smith, Otter Steinfurt, Mia Vermetten on the floor with Delana Merck. And if you're Valley Heights, you cannot foul here. You're up by two. Every foul puts Waubunsee to the line. 4-2.
Yeah, I'd look for Waubunsee. They've been trying to get the high-low game going late in this game between Casey Messicki and Talon Orton. I'd look for them to go right back to that. But here's the thing. I was waiting to see if Valley Heights came out in a different defense. They didn't. They're still, Valley Heights is man-to-man.
23 seconds is what's left in this game. Waubunsee to trigger it in. Mia Vermetten guarding the ball. Getting close to a 5-second count. She gets it into Zeller. Great. Guarded tightly by Ava Smith. Nearing a 5-second count again, and that's a 5-second count. Turnover. Ava Smith, the Energizer Bunny for the Mustangs, forces a turnover.
Boy, she's gotten 2 5-second calls. She could have probably got 5 or 6 here in this fourth quarter. Outstanding defensive effort by Ava Smith.
In the backcourt, Delana Merck is fouled by Reese Michalis. Merck will go to the line for 2 free throws. Just 15 seconds to go. Huge free throws here for Valley Heights.
Massive free throws. They got to knock these down and make it a 2-possession game.
Merck to the line. First one is good.
And confidence throws from Delana Merck. She just knocked down the three. This is a 15-footer. This is easy.
Up by 3, trying to make it 2-possession. Second one. It's good. 15 seconds left. It's a 4-point Valley Heights lead. Zeller across the timeline. 10 seconds to go. Zeller looking for help. Finds Messicki. She fires a 3 straight away. No. Rebound. Via Vermetten for Valley Heights. 2-1. The Mustangs.
We're going to have to wait another half a second.
Half a second for the foul.
And the foul will be called on Waubunsee. But Boz down 7 in the third quarter. Only... what, 2 points?
Yeah.
In that third quarter. Offense struggling. The Mustangs are going back to state. Vermette makes the first free throw. One more. At this point, it's just what is the final score? Because there's only 0.5 on the clock. Really dragging out the celebration.
I know. I want to get really excited right now, but it's quiet in the gym.
Second free throw. Nothing but nylon. They'll trigger it in. And that is it. Valley Heights will go back to state for the fourth time in five seasons underneath Coach Jordan Brockerman. They win it 51-45. An amazing game. We talked about it at the top, Buzz. This would be one that is an impressive, massive one that we got to see what happens. It's going to be a good one. Fuzzy, it was a great one.
It was just a fantastic game. And Coach Brockerman ecstatic right now. He seems to me a guy that doesn't show a ton of emotion, but right now he's pretty hyped up, and I would be too. Fantastic effort from his girls in the second half and really the fourth quarter. Nothing was going right for Valley Falls. You could see some first Valley Heights. I did it right at the end of the game for Valley Heights. Nothing going their way, but you kind of started to see some frustration in the eyes, the faces, the body language of his team. But I don't know what he did. He calmed them down, a couple timely timeouts for him, just kind of settled his team down, and they were able to fight back and get the win.
We're going to step aside for a one-minute timeout, Kurt, and when we come back, we'll have final stats, a brief interview with Coach Brockerman, and we'll get you sent out to the girls' game, Centralia Girls, here in just a little bit. But that is going to be our 101 part 3, KLZA. One-minute timeout. When we come back, post-game presented by The Outdoors.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
A game that we knew would be good, it turned into a great one in a 7-point comeback win in the second half for the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Wow. They're going back to state for the fourth time in five seasons under Coach Jordan Brockerman, and they had to do it in a way that maybe was slightly different than what they've done in the previous few games. This one took grit. This one took determination. And it took an intensity in that second half, especially in that fourth quarter when they were trailing by 7, to find a way to dig deep, get some huge defensive stops, and hit some massive, massive buckets here down the stretch. Your final score, 51-45. Pictures are being taken right now on the floor. Valley Heights is celebrating. We're going to have Chris Boz, is going to grab Coach Brockerman. We're going to maybe get a couple girls here. Again, Centralia Girls in their game against Burlingame will be on 101.3 KLZA. When we're done here, we will join that in progress. So we're not getting away from here by any stretch too soon, as there's a lot to talk about here for this one. As amazing second half effort by Valley Heights, they find a way. They're now 18-5 on the year. And Wabunsee, give credit where it's due. The Chargers did everything that they could to pull off the upset and find a way. But tonight, the team that everybody in Northeast Kansas was looking for to get the win, the team that was looking for a state berth for the fourth time in 5 years. Coach, you overcome a 7-point deficit for what felt like an eternity in the second half. What changed for your squad?
Yeah, 7-point deficit in a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
Tough. We knew it was going to be tough to battle back from, but we weren't ourselves offensively in the third quarter. We were a little stagnant. The ball stuck. We had quick possessions that we didn't have great looks in. We just kind of had a heart-to-heart moment and a timeout. Said, if you want this, you got to take it downhill and attack the rope. That was the change. That was the turning point. We started being more aggressive attacking the bucket. Got the free throw line, made some tough baskets, and that seemed to be what flipped the switch for us.
Bob made a reference about needing a spark and needing something injected to get this thing going. Ava Smith, we talked about her as the energizer bunny for your team. It was a 5-star. It was a steal and an and one, and she just kind of got the thing rolling for you. What is it about this group specifically? You've been doing this a while. What's with this group right now that you're watching that they can make that quick switch?
The girls are really competitive. And I've been with the team as a coach for a little while now, but this group, we don't have any dominant player that's just going to take over, and it really does take everybody. And in moments like that, we needed somebody to step up, and Ava's kind of been that person. Delaney, you saw the shot she made at the end of the game. What a clutch shot. She was clutch here in volleyball in the same court.
Yeah.
And she hit that shot after the game and said, just like volleyball. I mean, it didn't really felt that way. She was a senior leader, going to put the team on her back a little bit in a tough moment. But, yeah, you could feel finally some of the crowd noises from behind our bench instead of on the opposite side of the court from us. And you kind of feel a little bit of a momentum shift when Ava nailed that shot.
Hey, here's what. I'm really curious. 50 seconds left in the game. You guys get the possession coming down. I'm sitting here thinking, timeout. Here it comes. It comes. How much confidence do you have in your team? You just let them go with it.
We'd already talked the timeout before that after this stop, we'd come down and delay. I mean, so they knew, should know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted to save it. And you have 50 seconds in a close game. Sometimes it can go quick and sometimes it can feel like an eternity. And I felt like with the fouls being even and both with the double bonus that it could have been a long 52 seconds. I wanted to save one more. I usually save my timeout.
Yep.
Wanted to save another one. We'd already talked about what we wanted to do that offensive possession, so I trust them.
So you talked about that conversation you had in your huddle. You mind letting us in on that huddle? What was said in that huddle where you alluded to that you got to go get it.
Yeah.
Where did you see that in the face of the girls? Were they engaged right then and there?
Yes. Yeah, they were. And that's what I love about this team. There's no back down in this group. I mean, they're a bunch of dogs and they get after it and play. And they're hyped and they're saying it to each other. They're looking at each other square in the eyes and we got this. Let's go. I mean, it's great leadership. It really is. And that's the biggest credit to the senior choir.
So you talked about the third quarter. It just seemed like things weren't going well for you. Anything that you specifically told your girls and you could kind of see a little body language, a little frustration. You could tell it just wasn't going their way. What'd you talk to them about to get that turned around?
Well, I think the girls were frustrated a little bit with how things were going for us offensively just because we had some poor possessions. And also, well, Bunty was reading really physical and handsy with some of our better players trying to take them out of their game. And a little bit, we allowed that in some ways to happen in the third quarter. We weren't quite ourselves. And we just had to have a coming to Jesus moment in time now and talk about it at the end of that quarter and say that one's behind us. Every point matters. Every bucket matters. We still got to be aggressive going downhill.
We're in our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show right now with Coach Jordan Brockstrom of the Mustangs. Coach, 4 times in 5 years, going to state. What's it like getting one more week?
It's really important. And honestly, for a program, it's really important to keep going. Because every year you want your freshmen and sophomores to get a taste of it and be hungry for when they're upperclassmen. And we didn't go last year, so the sophomore class now, they don't know what it's like going to state basketball.
Yeah.
Freshmen don't. So just going there and getting there and knowing how to win these tough games and knowing what it takes and what the schedule looks like, all that's important for building culture and building that expectation in the program.
Well, Coach, we're going to see you out in Dodge City. We're excited for you guys. I would love it if we could grab a couple players before you guys get out of here, before we sign off. But congratulations to you, sir.
Right. Yeah,
really
you
appreciate
guys.
You.
Appreciate your coverage, as always. Thank you.
All right. That's Coach Jordan Brockstrom. I put circles by the two. Again, it was final score again was 51-45. We'll get our totals rounded up here, but Boz, I'm going to ask you to jump back on here. And you didn't have a chance because you were taking pictures for me. You're getting coached.
Yeah.
We got coach getting other kids. I need your instant reaction of what we just took in.
Yeah, it was a heck of a ball game. We didn't expect it to be anything less. These are two really good teams, and you know, we always, obviously, we're covering Valley Heights, but while Buncee, we got to give them credit. I mean, they came out and played a heck of a game. Fantastic game plan. They knew what Valley Heights was going to throw at them, and really, while Buncee did exactly what they needed to. They ran a lot of offense. They executed. They were able to get the ball inside to Methekee, which was a big time player for her. Talon Orton had a great game inside, but the kind of the twin towers, and Talon Orton is a freshman. Watch out.
Yeah.
This girl's going to be really good. We talked a lot about Gracie Zeller for Wabunsee, also another freshman. So Wabunsee is a fantastic team, but I really thought Valley Heights did a nice job. And Coach Brockstrom, he mentioned the fact that things just weren't going well. In that third quarter, I could feel just, when the ball's not bouncing your way, it gets really tough. There was a couple times where there was some 5-second calls that they didn't get. There was some loose balls on the ground that bounced Wabunsee's way. Those are frustration things that can tear a team apart. But Valley Heights, they never faltered. They were maybe a little frustrated, but going into that fourth quarter late, man, they turned up the defensive pressure and able to get a win. They just found a way.
Holtown's Auto House provides all of our scoring updates throughout the broadcast online at holthouseautohouse.com. How many Holtown vehicles have you seen today? Boz, we've got double overtime at Royal Valley High School. Sabetha and Hayden in double overtime, tied at 58 on the boys' side.
I love it.
Come on, Blue Jays, as we've got Sabetha and Hayden in double overtime. Frankfort boys fall to Clifton Clyde, 61-43 in that sub-state final. Also around the area, Atchison, the Phoenix, 64-37 over Parsons. So the Phoenix, the number one seed in the East, move on to state. Bishop Seabury, as mentioned, a three-pointer at the buzzer to defeat Centralia. Guys here tonight, 52-51 in heartbreak fashion. And then Riverside, they up in Marhill Mounts Academy, the top seed in, or second seed, I guess, in that substate.
Yeah.
Top seed from the NEKL. But they went 56-24 in 2A. So Riverside now 21-2 on the season. And some of these girls might be a matchup against Riverside. We're joined now by Delana Merck. Delana, how you feel right now?
I have no words. I'm over the moon right now. I'm still faking because of how happy I am.
You guys are down by 7, what felt like an eternity in that second half. Offense wasn't flowing, but the defense was staying there. What is it about this team where you guys consistently have that defensive effort and just cause so many issues for your opponents?
Defense is our number one priority. We are constantly working on it in practice, and we just know if our offense isn't working, our defense is still there. And we have players on the bench that can do the exact same as everybody else. So it's really nice to have many people.
I got to ask you, before we put the headset on, Delana Merck steps back, game on the line, knocked down a big three. Is that, I mean, in that moment, do you know, hey, this is a big shot? Or are you even thinking about it?
I knew it was a big shot, and I knew I had to have confidence, so I just stepped into it, and I knew it was going in right when it left.
Love it.
We had a great vantage point of that shot, and Boz and I are like leaning into each other saying, go in. Down by one, you hit that shot, and then you hit a couple free throws as well. Talk about your second half and what was working for you, because at halftime, Delana, you had 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how you're looking at Mia Vermen, Delana Merck, Maggie Turber, as well as Ava Smith. Offense was struggling. What clicked in that second half for you specifically?
You know, I just knew it was tied. I knew I had to bring it, and my team needed it. So I stepped up.
All right. Well, Delana, we'll be out in Dodge, and we'll be cheering you on and bringing you, hopefully, more interviews next week in Dodge City. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Delana Merck, senior for Valley Heights, finishing the night with 11 points on the night, 9 of those coming in the second half. Another player, Boz, that had just 2 points at halftime, but found a way to turn it on in the second half for Mia Vermette. Mia, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I'm so excited. You know, I missed last year the entire season, and being able to come back and experience this is incredible.
I asked Delana a similar question about your defense. What is it like for you? Because you're out there, and it's consistent effort. It looks like even if you guys are tired, you don't look tired because your defensive pressure is there. What does that say about your squad with how hard you guys work in practice to be able to do that in the court?
You know, I think that defense leads to offense, and so the harder you work on defense, it kind of just spirals into the offense points that you can potentially get.
So you're going to state now, and you guys don't know who you're going to play. Is that even at the forefront of your mind right now? Are you going to enjoy this?
Yes.
Okay, good. 100%. I want you girls to make sure you enjoy this win here today, because that was a good Waubonsie team, was it not?
Yeah, they were really good.
And they were finding ways to maybe frustrate you guys a little bit offensively. Coach talked about a huddle in that, I think, early part of the fourth quarter in a timeout where he said, if you guys want this, you got to have to go out and get it. What switched for your team at that point?
You know, I think that it kind of just came to us that this might be our last game, like the last moments of a game with our seniors, and we have a great squad, some great leaders, and I think it just really pushed us to the point.
When Maggie gets fouled out with just a couple minutes to go in the game, I saw, you know, a lot of girls, okay, here we go, we got to go. How much is it for you as an underclassman to play that much harder, knowing that this could be the final game for some of these seniors?
You know, I would expect them to do the same for me, so.
I love that. Well, Mia, congratulations. You finished the night with 11 points, 9 in the second half. Again, congratulations, and we'll see you in Dodge next week.
Thank you.
All right, Mia Vermetten joining us as well here in our Beyond Doors Real Estate post game. More scores piling in right now as Axtell Boys moving on to state. They defeat Hanover 61-55 to go to Great Bend next week, and Beloit Nemaha has now became final. Beloit 47, Nemaha 40.
Oh,
a great game in that sub-state final. Boz,
really good games.
We got one more thing to do tonight, and that's to name our Farmer State Bank of Onega player of the game. I'm not even going to introduce anything because I stole your thunder on Thursday.
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to let you look at the score sheets and make your decision for the Farmer State Bank of Onega player to bank on tonight, presented by the Farmer State Bank. Modern banking, timeless values in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan.
This is always tough for me. You know this is hard because this was a team win. This was a team effort. The defense was outstanding late in the fourth quarter. And honestly, really, throughout the game, they didn't let Waubonsie pull away when things weren't going well for them offensively. A lot of girls we could nominate. I'm going with Delana Merck.
Delana Merck,
she knocks down the three, tie ball game, knocks down the three, then goes, knocks down two free throws to make it a two-possession game.
Yeah.
Just clutch play from her down the stretch. And, you know, really, the second half was big for her. But Mia Vermitten, another big second half. Ava Smith, we could talk about her.
Yeah.
Some and ones in the second half late in the ball game. But Delana Merck steps in and hits a big-time shot.
Ava Smith led all scorers with 13. She was our player to bank on Thursday. And, you know, I wanted to interview her as well, but I had to get Delana and Mia in as well. But Ava, defensively, just that catalyst, man.
Well, she was the one that kind of flipped the switch. She works hard on defense all the time. I don't think there's any quit in her. She's never going to take a possession off. But when they needed stops, she's the one that was defending all the way near half court and was able to get 5 second calls.
Yep.
And that was a huge, huge turning point for her team.
Final thoughts, Bob. We got to sign off and send it to Donovan County.
I am excited for next week. Make a trip out to Dodge, cover these young ladies. I know it's going to be a fantastic state tournament, always is. But, man, congratulations to Valley Heights. I'm excited for next week.
So far we've got Riverside girls and Valley Heights girls going to Dodge City next week. We'll find out in a little bit who's coming out for the boys' side of things in 2A. It'll either be Jefferson County North or the Horton Chargers to join these two girls' teams out in Dodge. Boz, this has been a fun one. Kirk Kilman, back in the studios. Great job as always. Once again, your final score, Valley Heights, top seed, overcomes a 7-point deficit in the fourth quarter to win 51-45. They go back to state for the fourth time in the last 5 years. For my partner, Boz, this is Jake Spaulding. We're going to send you to Donovan County after this break because Jared Sleppy, he's got Centralia girls trying to make it to the state tournament as they take on Burlingame. Kurt, we'll send it back to you. Final from Alma, 51-45. Mustangs moving on.